Tom, I understand that you are just at an event that took place in the Baffin Islands, and I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about the purpose of your trip there.
I just got back from the Arctic Circle. Ethanol made its debut in one of the coldest climates you could imagine. Most people wouldn't think that there's a connection between biofuels and the Arctic Circle, but as we've discovered, ethanol's ability to reduce harmful gases that attribute to global warming is dramatic. And there's no more dramatic place to see its effect than to go to the North Pole.
You were there, too, because of the Global Warming 101 expedition, right?
World-renowned explorer Will Steger, along with sponsors Fagan and the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, had been on a three-month trek across this very cold region to find the effects of global warming on the native population, the Inuit Indians. As a result of this expedition, we've learned that this very, very fragile environment and fragile economic environment is being changed quite dramatically by the effects of global climate change. As the ice recedes earlier in the year and doesn't come until later in the year, their primary means of existence is changing. One of the most dramatic things that we learned on the expedition is that the elders within the tribes have seen a large change in insects and birds and plant life that is now being introduced into the region. Prior to as little as 10 years ago, the climate had not changed enough to where they had seen visible effects. But now, with the warming climate, they're very concerned about new diseases brought in through avian populations as well as insect populations that will ultimately affect everyone who lives in the region.
So EPIC was involved from the standpoint of helping this expedition take place?
EPIC was a major sponsor of the expedition, along with major companies such as Gander Mountain, Fagan Incorporated, and Virgin Airlines was a part of the expedition.
So when you were there, this was a kind of a end-of-the-trip event to sort of summarize and discuss with supporters, for example, how the trip went?
It ended at Iqaluit, which is a very small fishing and hunting community. It's extremely remote. Imagine, if you will, a landscape that has no mountains, no trees, no plant life, nothing but snow and ice. But a very strong community that's survived there for thousands of years.
So to kind of summarize, it's your estimation that this was a good project to be involved in, and from EPIC standpoint, did it accomplish the things that you were hoping to?
The ethanol industry has long touted itself as a solution to clean air, a change not only in our economy, but in what we're doing to this planet. By being able to be involved in an expedition like this allows a visual aspect, a real tangible way of seeing the benefits that ethanol can bring and the dramatic change that's occurring in this world if we don't make change every day.
Thank you very much, Tom.